A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If you are following along in your missal, you will see I just read the indented part, the part that was meant to be excluded, but it's this portion of the Gospel this weekend that I actually wanted to hone in on. So that's why I just read that part. It seems to me that whatever we say or whatever we do, it has the potential of impacting another person, influencing them perhaps in one way or the other. For that reason, it is important for us to be mindful of what it is we are saying and what we are doing. There is always somebody watching us. But here, what we see in this gospel passage is that what Jesus is saying and doing has a massive impact upon this woman. And sometimes we miss it, particularly in this passage, because what we see is this woman has this faith, and she goes to Jesus, and she receives her cure, and she goes on her daily life, and then Jesus continues on. It's a wonderful story about faith and Jesus healing this person. That's the surface that we see in this passage. To really appreciate just how important what Jesus was saying and doing, more to the point, that Jesus follows through on what he is saying. He backs it up with his actions. That it is enough for this woman to make a huge break from her culture, what was expected of her. An act of faith, yes, but an act of faith that is meant to be life-altering. So, let's look at the context of the time that this woman found herself in. In that period of history, a woman would, every month, would have a blood discharge as part of their menstrual cycle. As a result of this, they were deemed unclean and unworthy and unable to be a priest within the Jewish class. When they had finished this period of menstruation, then they would have to go through a time of ritual cleaning and purification. so that they could return to their family, to their normal life. It was for those period of days interrupted. They were then deemed as unclean. Now, this woman wasn't just having this monthly menstrual cycle. She has for 12 years been hemorrhaging, which means she is constantly and consistently discharging blood, which means she is perpetually unclean. That being the case, there would be no place for this woman in her society, not in her home, not in her village. She would be in isolation. But it wouldn't just be isolation. The people looking upon her, they would ridicule her, or at least look upon her with shame. For God is cursing her, punishing her for something she or somebody else has done. So this is her life. For 12 years, she has been living this way. She has used up every last resource that she has. She is penniless. She is destitute. She no longer has money for shelter or for food, drink. She must beg for whatever she is going to receive. She can no longer go to any physicians. In fact, they haven't helped her. She's even in a worse situation. So financially, she is ruined. Emotionally and psychologically, she is paralyzed by her culture. Because what they are saying to her, you are unclean, unworthy, you have no rights. We do not have to afford you any dignity. We do not have to treat you all that well, because you have brought this upon yourself. But because she's been hemorrhaging for 12 years, she's physically spent. She has no strength. She is slowly dying. And there's nobody there to defend her, stand up for her, protect her, work with her. No, everyone has removed themselves from her. Then she hears that Jesus is in town. She has already heard about him, but she's never had the opportunity to get near him because of her hemorrhaging, making her unclean. She could not go into public or where there's a crowd, because if she brushed up against somebody, they're now unclean. So she can't possibly get to him. But for whatever reason, she is hearing his voice, and she's hearing what he is saying. But it's not just what he is saying. She is recalling that people have said about Jesus, yes, he feeds the hungry, he gives sight to the blind, he defends those who are powerless, he stands up to the scribes and the Pharisees, he's bringing dignity to people, he is trying to enshrine their rights, he's treating these people like they're human beings. He is showing the love and kindness and mercy of God. What he does, he's following through in what he has said. But what she has also heard within the crowd are people saying, oh, there's Jesus of Nazareth. And there's people who will be speaking against him also, because he is so merciful and he is so kind. Jesus isn't afraid to stand up for the rights of others. He's not afraid to challenge mindsets in ideologies and philosophies or religions or political systems that would deem other people less than, that they're not worthy of respect. Jesus challenges that, and his reward by many people is also to be persecuted. But he doesn't stop. He keeps on going. So this woman, who is probably a shadow of herself at this point, she decides, I am going to him. But the only way to get to him is to move through this crowd. And she is prepared to be shamed and shouted down by the women around her. She is prepared to be harmed and hurt and punished by the men around her, because both of those groups think they are perfectly fine in putting her down. But she is willing to take it because she knows Jesus is going through the same thing. And she figures in her mind and in her heart, if he can do this, if he can stand up to the ignorance of these people around him, then I want to be connected to him. I want what he has. I want him to share with me who he is. So she makes her way through the crowd, knowing her life is in danger. And she touches part of his clothing. And immediately the power from God, from Jesus, flows into her. She hasn't asked him for anything. In her mind, in her heart, she is convinced this will be given to her. Her hope is that she will be made well. Her faith made her move from the fringe through the crowd of ignorance and hatred and prejudice to the place of healing. And Jesus says, whoa, I have just felt power flow out of me. Who touched my clothes? The disciples, they're like, Jesus, look around you. There's people everywhere. How can you say who touched me? But that's not what he was saying. He was saying, power has flown out of me. It's flowed out of me to someone. I want to know who it is. Not to judge them or criticize them or put them down. He wants to connect with the person just as that person connected with him. What we see in this passage is this woman who's been hemorrhaging for 12 years. The blood is just flowing out of her, draining her life. Jesus is hemorrhaging all the time of God's grace and love, mercy, and compassion. It's constantly flowing out of him to anyone who wishes to receive it. And so she did. So she comes to him and says, it was me. I'm the one that touched you. But she knows when she touched Jesus that she was healed immediately. It was given to her. Jesus didn't say a word. Her faith made her well. And in fact, that's exactly what Jesus will say. He will look at her. She's bent down, still humiliated for what she's done. And Jesus lifts her up and looks her in the eye and he says, daughter, your faith has made you well. Daughter. This is a term of affection. It is a term of kinship. Jesus sees her not as the crowd sees her. He sees her as she truly is. Beautiful. Wonderful. Hungering and thirsting for dignity and respect. To be embraced by love. And that's what he gave her. Love, unconditional. And if you notice, He never said, nor will you ever find in any of the scripture passages in the Gospels, Jesus quizzing the person, are you good enough? Are you holy enough? Are you perfect enough? Are you never going to sin again? Because if you are, I'm not going to give you any of my power. You have to be good, perfect, obedient, and do exactly as I say. No. It freely flowed to her and healed her. It's what Jesus says next. He says to her, go in peace, meaning go in wholeness of being, mind, body, heart, and soul. Go on your way and be healed of your disease. What disease? She's already healed. She knows she's been healed. Jesus knows she's been physically healed. The disease Jesus is referring to is this. In your mind, there may be remnants of the disease that they have imposed on you. Do not let that disease enter your body, your mind, your heart, or your soul again. And what is that disease? To let anyone limit you. To let anyone shame you. To let anyone diminish you. To let anyone prevent you from living your life to the fullest. That's the disease he wanted her to let go of and to be healed of. That's why he said, peace be with you. So my friends, this woman was made well because she believed and she knew in her hearts of hearts that Jesus could make her well. But she had to, in her faith, move from a place of paralysis because of the society around her, stand up, walk through that crowd of hatred and shame and ignorance, and stand in the presence of light and truth. If any of us today are feeling in our body or in our mind or in our heart a voice that is saying to us, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not talented enough. You should just give up. Be happy with what you have. Don't strive for anything. Settle for next to nothing. Because you're basically useless unless I tell you you're good. That voice, to some degree, we all carry it. But perhaps today, we hear Jesus' voice resonating within us to the deepest parts of our being and says, no more. Find the light within us. Move towards the light who is Christ. Stand up. Be proud of who you are. Accept who you are. Christ loves you as his brother, as his sister, as his son, as his daughter. We are all one. We all belong.